Mass consensus disorders. These are some of the mass consensus disorders of our time. The importance of a good-paying job, wage slavery, paying taxes, government, economic growth, profit, religion, love as a commodity, manipulator, control mechanism, money as real and valuable and necessary, real estate, banking, debt, interest rates, corporations, arts as secondary or tertiary to anything, Earth and her abundant resources as a commodity, humanity and its limitless spirit as a commodity, struggle, chaos, violence, war, weapons, conflict, and competition as normal, love, unity, trust, passion, fulfillment, and joy as idyllic, unnatural, lofty, difficult, and rare. These and many more are lies we still believe in and perpetuate. We live fearfully and quietly, terrified, because we are afraid to really live. We don't want the responsibility. We fear the shadows of our own creation. Our energies suffer, our relationships suffer, our planet suffers, and our perceived, accepted reality remains a mere petty, inane joke instead of exploding beautifully from our hearts. It certainly does not have to be this way. Not at all. This is just one possibility. This is just one path among trillions. What if we let all the lies go? We'd undoubtedly lose our minds, which is probably not a bad place to begin. We just couldn't accept it at first. However, when we begin the process and reclaim our sovereignty over some of the nonsense that persists in our hearts and minds, the wave of awakening will accelerate. It will become easier, our minds will clear, and our hearts will lead the way. It's happening. Most of us simply do not notice the numerous moving parts and structures that are in constant flux, reconfiguration, and realignment. History changes as we shift our perspectives. Truth and disclosure enable us to heal, integrate, expand, and invigorate. You're in the game. You are important. You're a catalyst. You are here right now. Love your life.